Broadcasting from Cradio HQ, this is The Rush Hour with Jason Rushton.
Hello and welcome to The Rush Hour, bringing you all the latest Catholic headlines for Thursday, the 2nd of December. Well, yesterday I reported that WikiLeaks documents showed that the United States was surprised to learn about Pope Benedict's election in 2005. In fact, the documents were not part of the WikiLeaks trove, but were obtained by La Stampa newspaper in Italy through a Freedom of Information request. But it still remains the case that the United States was very surprised to hear about the Pope's election. And in addition, today the Catholic News Agency has reported that 852 of the newly released WikiLeaks communications involve the Vatican. But what exactly those communications say, I guess, will be revealed over the coming days. The theme for this year's International Day for People with Disabilities is Jesus Said, Be Open. Coinciding with the beginning of the Advent season, the day will be marked this Friday, the 3rd of December, and will focus on promoting issues affecting those living with disability and affirming their unique contributions to the Church and the world. The Australian Catholic Bishops Conference Delegate for Disability Issues, Bishop Peter Elliott, says that this day is a chance to consider and promote a pastoral response which recognises each person as part of the living body of Christ. We are called and challenged to take action to ensure our communities are open and active, Bishop Elliott said. This timely theme is an invitation and call to us to create and ensure a change in societal attitude that sees disability as a burden to humanity and a costly experience to society. And now to bishops in the US who are urging congressmen to ratify the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty to decrease nuclear weaponry. Bishop Howard Hubbard of Albany, New York, chairman of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on International Justice and Peace, sent a letter Monday to all senators underlining this request. The New START agreement was signed on the 8th of April by President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, but has yet to be ratified by Congress. According to the treaty, the nuclear arsenals of both countries would be reduced by 30%. Archbishop Timothy Dolan of New York, the newly elected president of the Bishops' Conference, affirmed, "I renew and re-emphasize the position taken by my predecessor, Cardinal Francis George, that the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops is a steadfast supporter of strong and bipartisan action on the New START Treaty." And staying in the United States, finally, Trappist monks in Iowa have given away farming as a means of income. Farmers gathered around on the 20th of November for an auction of the farming equipment that worked the 2,000 acres of cropland owned by the monastery. Abbot Brendan Freeman, who spoke to the crowd before the auction, said it was a bittersweet day for us, as all through our history we have been farmers, summarizing the 160-year tradition that was coming to an end. Factors in the decision included the costs involved in farming, low prices paid for crops, and the fact that the abbey has fewer members and those who do live there are getting older. The monastery also has 1,200 acres of timber, and this renewable resource will help support the community as their nationally known casket production business continues to grow. The monks will maintain a few acres to grow produce for themselves. And that's all for today's program. Thanks for listening, whether you're listening via our live stream or whether you've podcasted the program. I hope you have a great day, and God bless you and your loved ones.